Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. It's the show where you get nourishment for your knees, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love and just support from episode 17. I have control issues. The feedback that we received was a lot, you know, just a really just immense amount of just great, you know, responses, you know, people, you know, saying, hey, you know what, this is where I've been at in my life. This is where I'm at. You know, so, you know, I thank you all for all the love. We greatly appreciate it big time. You know, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to this channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. So let's get into it. Today's topic is something that, man, so it kind of goes hand in hand with the last topic of I have control issues, right? And I say that because for me right now, you know, in the previous episodes, I was talking about, you know, my struggle with surrendering everything to God and literally in all areas of my life. And with that struggle sometimes has kind of made me do it, kind of, you know, do things on my own or try to go, you know, go ahead of God. And whenever you do that, it doesn't work out for you. It doesn't work out for you. And if it does appear to work, you got to sustain it. And we can't sustain it. So today we're going to talk about everybody's favorite topic. Take a guess. The right perspective of long suffering. Well, suffering. The right perspective of suffering. So today we're going to talk about suffering and just how to have the right heart posture towards suffering. And I want to start off with just reading, you know, this verse, Galatians 5 verses 22 through 23 in the New King James Version. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. I really want to zero down and draw a bullseye to the long suffering part. And I want to go there today because I think that right now in the church or just in general, we glamorize the breakthrough, the promise, the getting to the next level. But we don't tell people that like suffering is a part of being a believer. Suffering is a part of walking this walk out with Christ. This is one of the things that comes with saying, hey, I'm a believer and follower of Jesus Christ. There will be seasons and times of long suffering. And I think, you know, one of the main things I want to talk about today is just how to have the right perspective in that. So I'm gonna start with Job. And, you know, for those of you, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole story today, but essentially, I'm going to try to summarize it in a short time period. But essentially, what happened with Job is this. The devil, Satan, was talking to God and said, hey, and Job 1:8, he says, hey, I'm going to, like, basically, the enemy tells God, you know, I'm going to test Job. And we're going to see, you know, if he curses you. And the Lord, you know, asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He's the finest man in all the earth. He's a blameless man, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. So literally from that point, the enemy goes and Job loses everything. His children were killed, his property, everything he had, he lost, right? And, you know, I can go down all the verses and tell you everything that he lost, but I'd probably take up too much time today. But the thing that really stuck out to me in all of this is that when Job lost everything, it says in scripture, it says, we bring nothing at birth, we take nothing with us at death. The Lord alone gives and takes. Praise the name of the Lord. It says that he knelt on the ground, then worshiped God. In spite of everything, Job did not sin or accuse God of doing wrong. Now, how many of us, and this is really talking to myself, how many of us can go through suffering and really be like, you know what, God, I'm praising you through everything. You know, like literally, it doesn't matter what happens, I'm going to worship you through it all. And I know I haven't always done that. Like, I haven't always done it. Like, it's been times where I've was like yelling, like in my car driving, like, God, like, I don't understand what's going on. This don't make no sense. Like, I'm doing everything you say and literally nothing is working out. But that was a state of I would say almost being a little bit spiritual immature, because what I had to realize is that scripture says he's never going to leave you or forsake you, but it doesn't say that you're going to go without periods of long suffering. And Job really, really stuck out to me, because in spite of everything, I mean, like, he lost, like, can you imagine losing your children? Like, you know, like your children getting killed. He lost everything and he still didn't curse God, still didn't sin or blame God. And today, you know, I really want to talk about, like, yo, how can we really get to a point where we say, you know what, God, in spite of everything, I trust you. I don't understand right now. This doesn't make sense right now, but I trust you. And I know for me recently, I've been talking about control. And I think between reading this story and really just sitting back and spending time in his word, I realize, I'm like, God, right now, you have me in a season where nothing is making sense. I'm doing everything you're asking me to, you know, to the best of my ability, and stuff is still not making sense. You know what? Though it doesn't make sense, my hands are off of it, I trust you. Though right now it doesn't feel good, I trust you. Though right now I can't see the end of any of this, I trust you. And for me, getting to this place of really just full surrender has had me really be like, you know what, God, if you're putting me through this, you're going to bring me out of it. So if you decided that, you know what, in this season, I want to see how faithful you're going to be. I want to see how committed you're going to be to the things that you say that you want. I'm going to allow trials to come in your life. And I'm going to see if you are the person that you claim to me that you are. And in that comes opportunity for real growth. I mean, for real growth, development of my character, being pruned and refined in ways that really, you know, if it was up to me, I would try to, you know, run away from. But we serve a God that loves us so much to put us through times of refinement and suffering. And it may not feel good, but it's working together for your good. And, you know, today I want to encourage somebody out there that's watching to know that, like, if you're suffering, you know, if you're going through a period of long suffering, a period where it seems like nothing is working out, you know, you're up against attack after attack, financial attack, you know, relationship attack, friendship attack, you know, your business is under attack, you may not be as creative as you once were. And you're like, man, you know, what is going on? You know, I'm doing everything I used to do. Or, you know, I'm doing all these things that's working, you know, that used to work in a particular season. And right now, nothing's working out. I'm encouraging you to release it over to God. I surrender and say, God, listen, I trust you. Though right now, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know. But I know that my faith isn't fully in you, and that is that if you brought me to it, you're going to bring me through it. So today I want to encourage you out there, just stay the course. But when you're going through a season of suffering, have the right perspective of, like, you know what, God, in spite of everything, I don't understand it. I trust you. It doesn't make sense. I trust you. It doesn't feel good, but I trust you. And I think right now we got to be encouraged that if we are suffering, that God will bring us through. Because in the end of Job's story, it says the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And it said that he lived a long life, and he died, you know, full of days. And really, with this story, you know, I kind of, you know, I tried to summarize to the best of my ability, but really what this story shows you is that this is somebody that, in spite of everything, trusted God through everything. So today, if you are watching this, if you are in a season where you don't understand what's going on, you're like, man, all hell's breaking loose. I can't buy a win. You know, like literally nothing's working out. Just know that God is with you, and he will, if he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. So be encouraged. That's just really on my heart today, to kind of share to like, you know, have the right perspective when you're going through suffering. It's so needed. Cause it's in this walk, you are going to suffer. I'm here to tell you that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to make it seem like everything's going to be, you know, roses and flowers every day. It's going to be some hard days, but just know that the Lord is with you through it all. So